Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. 2015 produce marketing cash receipts are expected to come in between $40 and $46 million, a record year for produce sales in the state. Building upon that progress is obviously one of the underlying themes of next week's annual Fruit and Vegetable Growers Conference.
Yes, we have over 70 speakers that will be making presentations, and this is kind of the annual meeting for the Kentucky State Hort Society, the Kentucky Vegetable Growers Association, the Organic Association for Kentucky, Kentucky Wine Association, the farmers market vendors and the grape growers. So it's a big group that gets together, and we have a trade show, so we're pretty well packed into the hotel.
UK Extension fruit and vegetable specialist John Strang serves as coordinator of the event next Monday and Tuesday at Lexington's Embassy Suites Hotel. He mentioned community farmers markets, which continued their expansion, now with 159 registered in 109 counties. He says next week's program is extensive.
Well, we have a lot of tracks, the grape and wine growers. We've got a track that goes all the way through the meeting. We have a session for organic growers, for retail marketing, for fruit and vegetable production, for small fruit. We've got a session on greenhouse and high tunnel production this year. We'll be talking about the GAP or good handling practices this year. We've got quite a bit planned for this year that's new and improved.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Back with UK's John Strang, who says the outlook for demand for fruit and vegetable production continues strong. He points to continued interest in local sourcing, the banner year in produce auction markets, and the continued growth in direct sales to schools, restaurants, and other institutions. So their programs next week aim to help producers meet that demand in a variety of areas.
We'll be doing organic talk on developing an effective weed management system. That's a big problem for organic growers. We'd be looking at cover crops in high tunnels and strategies for designing spray programs for apples. We'll have the Kentucky State University Fruit and Vegetable Mobile Processing Unit there. We'll be talking about farm-to-school marketing.
He says registration information and complete program details are online at kyhort.org. That's kyhort.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.